Good morning. This is Sunday, the third day of November 2019. We've begun our day in prayer, and we've heard from our Creator and the Holy Spirit of God, whom we hear from every day when we enter the sacred silence in prayer. And today, since it's Sunday, we also expect to hear from the Spirit of Jesus, inasmuch as he promised many years ago that he would come every Sunday and give us something he wants us to think about and to know. And so we re-enter the secret chamber of the Most High, the stillness and silence, and pray. Okay, Jesus, we're ready for you whenever you are. We open to your presence in us and our presence in you, and say, what is it you want us to think about this week?
I am with you. You can feel my presence with you. And while you might not see me with your physical eyes, the eyes of your physical body, you can feel me. You can feel my presence in your heart, within your spirit and your soul. You do not need to see to boldly say, I see you with my heart. I know you in my spirit. I celebrate and sing of you in my soul. I understand as I walked upon the earth as well. That you are limited in many ways. So this morning we celebrate that you have the faith to be still and hear me. Feel me and know me. For I see you. I see your heart. In your spirit, and I know your soul. Sometimes there is a temptation while you are living upon the earth to believe that all the things that you have done in your life make you unworthy to call upon our Father, to speak to me. Sometimes the debris stacked upon your sacredness seems as hard as concrete or rocks, gravel, stones, steel. Many times through the course of your life, you are tempted to travel farther and farther away from the light of God. And some of you might find yourselves in that state today. You are so far away from the light. And there's so much debris piled upon that sacred peace of God within you that you no longer even believe it is there. But it is there. And the light of God will summon from you that eternal life that is within you. And that life will follow the light, no matter how trying the journey, up through the debris, the bricks and the mortar and the steel and the coldness, to be bathed in the light of God. If you will surrender sweetly to that light so completely, it will draw forth from you the eternal life that is within you. And then you will walk upon the earth as an eternal being from the kingdom of God. And your walk will be different. Your step will be sacred. Your words will be holy and your heart will be loving. You will no longer deliver pain. You will no longer receive the pain, because you are living an eternal life. When it is difficult to remember these words, I ask you to hang the two pictures I'm going to paint for you within your heart so it will call the words to memory. Envision a grand boulder with a little crack, and see the magnificent tree growing out of the crack of the boulder, lifting up, up, up into the light. The light of the sun drew the life of the tree from out of the rock. And see next, a sidewalk, wide and strong, concrete, people walking up and down the sidewalk. And there in a small crevice, a little crack, the most delicate flower is growing and reaching toward the sun. The light of the sun has brought the life of the flower up through the layers of rocks and mortar and concrete. And even the stomping of the feet cannot deny the life of the flower. When you feel empty, alone, disconnected from God in any way, see those two pictures and know eternal life is within you, and the light of God will bring it forth from you always.